Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I've got a question for you. That pre-roll that we had for what was it, for Encore?
Yes.
Encore.
Did it have a little in it? Or was that just me hearing it down here? When you sent it to me, did it have a little blah in it, or was that just me?
No, I think it sounded right.
Yeah, it sounded right on this
side. All right. I'm just checking because I would hate to think. I know we don't run the kind of operation where something would have a blah in it pre-recorded.
No, that would be
unacceptable, wouldn't it?
Unacceptable.
What's unacceptable
is your downspeed, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know what? Are you referring to my computers or my ass?
No.
Your ass is unacceptable. Hey, you know what?
My ass is totally unacceptable.
Forget that. Ooh. Welcome back, Mike O'Mara.
Woo! Hey!
I don't know if anyone knows.
Yay, hey! Yeah.
But for the past 2 days, you haven't been here.
I told my mom.
All right, let me, my mindset here, okay? This is really important for me to share because this is the way I think about stuff. When we started doing this podcast, and certainly when I started doing this podcast exclusively, it is, in my opinion, the definition of a labor of love.
Yes.
The fact that I will ever miss this for illness is abhorrent to me. I truly do not believe that 79 minutes out of my day to do something I love this much should ever not happen. And I am still... blown away by the fact that I wasn't able to do it the last couple of days, but I really, really wasn't. I remember yesterday at about 8:15, I wasn't even able to get up and get the phone. I was that kind of out of it, and it's not life-threatening. It's really not something that's going to kill me. I'm just dealing with digestive issues that a lot of people deal with, and unfortunately, the last couple of days, and including this day, I'm still dealing with it. It's something that has really sidetracked me, and I just want to apologize and thank you guys for coming in and holding down the fort, because really... When you really, if you said to somebody, were you able to make it into work today? I said, no, I wasn't. Well, how much, what's the total work time you really have to be there for? Well, it's about 79 minutes, actually.
Well, you have to include, Mike, you have to include the commute.
The commute.
81 minutes.
The commute. I said, well, where do you have to drive a long way? No, I'm in my home. Well, how big is your home? My home is 2,000 square feet. It's tiny. It's a tiny little home. I'm one of the classic downsizers. Oh, okay. What about preparing things? Well, I've got two other guys there that can prepare everything if they really need to, and they do anyway. Well, you pussy, you should have gone to work.
No,
that's the way I play it back in my mind. I know it's the way you would feel. I mean, that's the way, you know, that's the way you always feel.
Anyone who had to listen to you record spots yesterday would not expect you to have to do the show. You were not in the right frame of mind to do the show.
That might have been the Percocet. I was kind of all perked up.
That was absolutely the Percocet.
Yeah.
When it took you from three times to take one line, your senses were dull a little.
Okay, yesterday, Oscar did send me a lovely message yesterday.
Oh, what was it?
At 12:31, feel better, Mike.
Okay, that's
miss
nice.
You. Rob is a hack.
What brings that up?
There was a follow-up message to that.
Yeah, his follow-up message was JK joke. Still, we need you back. So yeah, that's all that was.
You're
he
not
was
a hack, Rob.
He always called. He's called you a hack to your face. It's funny.
I call you that on the air.
That hurt. Do you want to hear the yik yak?
Oh,
not?
Speaking of hacks.
Yeah.
Now right. Wait a minute. Now, I obviously this
that hurts.
Yik-yak.
By the way,
you're not a hack.
I know, but even kidding.
Obviously, this
trying
is something
to make
that
you look good.
Sensitive.
Rob,
Mike.
Obviously, this yik yak thing that my daughters hipped Oscar to, and
all
then you
two, yeah,
over the weekend, is this something that has been occupying the show? I get that distinct impression that Rob's the one.
The
believe it or not,
yeah, yeah.
As sensitive as Rob is, Rob's the one that makes me realize that in Rob's world, if I died, Rob would be over it in about 7 days.
Yeah. Oh,
Rob would get through it in about 7 days. He'd be the saddest when it really happened. He'd mourn.
Oh, yeah.
And then 7 days is like, okay, what about the yik yak that I had nothing to do with? And we were trying to start the show today, and you're doing yik yak.
Like, that is typical hack behavior.
We started a new tradition while you were gone.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, you see? Well, you too. See, my corpse wasn't even cold.
No,
you're
but it was.
For God's sake, tell me about
Well, tell me about your new tradition.
It's not for air, but now it is, apparently.
Yes, we spilled it yesterday.
We love to entertain, and since we just got on Yik Yak, we want to be the best yakkers in the area.
Yeah,
because it's location based.
And I think a lot of people probably think we go to AU.
Yes.
Because we're yik yakking from here. Now, if you can approve it, here's the one I wrote today.
Okay, but first off, you have to give the last two yaks that gave us a lot of play, if you don't mind.
Have we sufficiently explained yik yak?
Yeah, we did. We went through this. It's anonymous Twitter, is what it is.
So I'm going to post this, and then I'll read the last three.
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's see.
So Rob, while you look it up,
my yaks.
While Rob and I, right before the program starts, because it's our new tradition since you left for so long,
right.
We said we're going to.
Leave
we
long.
Said we're going to do this.
Every day.
It's almost like warming up a crowd, right?
Exactly.
But
it's the opening act.
This is the internet.
This is our Eddie Brill,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, thank you.
2 days ago, the yak was, I'm tired of being judged as a man for wearing Uggs. My comfort has a value. And that got 33 ups.
That's
33
good.
Ups. 33
ups.
Is that yours?
That was ours.
This one is pure Oscar. It's a quote from a movie. I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today because it's legal. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no S to do. We got 8 ups on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all squares around here.
What's
the
movie? I have no.
Friday.
The
Friday.
Maltese Falcon.
That's when Chris Tucker was funny.
I'm going to get you high today.
And today's yak, I hope Oscar approves, is I'm not sure I blame the guy from AC/DC. Even though it was a dirty deed, he got a great deal.
That's good. I like that. And I'm really glad that you guys came up with all that fun while I was gone. Thanks a lot, A-hole.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh!
The Erotic Adventures of Hercules.
The wackiest covered wagon in the West.
Alice's Adventures Through the Windshield Glass.
They came to burgle Carnegie Hall.
2 - 3 = -1.
Out with Gout 88.
5 fabulous weeks of the Chevy Chase Show.
Buck Henderson, Union Buster.
Alien Nose Job.
Andre the Giant, We Hardly Knew Ye.
Designated Drivers, The Life-Saving Nerds.
Gladys, the Groovy Mule.
Man versus Nature, The Road to Victory.
Here comes the Coast Guard.
Champ Howard, today we mourn a stooge.
Dial M for murderousness.
Alice doesn't live anymore.
After Mannix.
Christmas Ape goes to summer camp.
Smoke yourself thin.
Firecrackers, the silent killer.
Hydro, the man with the hydraulic arms.
Lead paint, delicious but deadly.
Troy and Company's Summertime Smile Factory.
Phony tornado alarms reduce readiness.
Dig your own grave and save.
Let's save Tony Orlando's house.
The president's neck is missing.
Calling all Quakers.
Son of Sanford and Son. And here comes the metric system.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Blade. How you doing? 98 Rock, good to be with you. Live from the Cabby Fiber Studios here worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Join us down at the Slippery Hog. I'll be there with the 8 girls, and we'll be hanging out for a good time. Should be great. We got dollar beers. Should be fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we are powered. I still have drugs in me. Yeah. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, you love number 14, you always have, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I love number 14. He's my favorite player. I've got a poster in my bedroom.
Yeah, you say, hey, look, there's number 14 from St. Paul, Minnesota, wide receiver Connor Keane.
Connor,
and Todd, and Kyle.
Tucker.
The Mike O'Meara
gets laid all the time.
The Mike O'Meara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet.
All the time.
I'm sure his parents are really glad if they're listening to KCJJ right now.
Allegedly.
Oscar, all the that's time. Really, yeah, terrific,
St. Paul,
Connor.
Minnesota, they don't listen.
What?
The planet? We got the greatest listener on the planet. Why?
Why? Because he gets laid all the time?
No, because they get it. Don't repeat it. All right. Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Our show today is brought to you by Springer.
Oh, my God.
That's one small step for man, one giant spring for mankind.
How about that? Production values, first day back. Introducing Springy, a brand new game from our friends at TM Soft. Huh?
You said Springy.
No, it's Springer.
No, I said Springer. I said Springer. I said it in that funny voice. I said Springer. Oh, he played a spring.
Yeah.
There you go. We're good. We're good.
It's Springer, right?
Springer. Springer.
As in Jerry?
Yes. Ah, yes.
All right. Introducing Springer, a...
Sorry.
This is the client requested the sounds.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Mike.
A brand new game from our friends at TM Soft. You'll bounce, jump, and spring. Go ahead. Your way into a dangerous adventure. Grab a rocket and blast through the stratosphere, over the moon, and beyond. But watch out for the evil Dr. Hacksaw. That jerk store makes you explode on impact. See your friends score in game and shoot right through them. Do we have a TMOS listener who can make it to Pluto? I bet we do.
I bet we do.
Oh, I bet we do.
Yeah. Springer is available for all iOS and Android devices. Share it with your friends, and please leave a 5-star review. Download by searching for TM Soft and Springer. That wasn't the spring sound.
Oh. There's
at
lots
your
of
favorite
sounds.
App store. What?
There's lots of sounds, you see.
Yeah, the one
thanks,
you played
Ed.
Before was when Hacksaw knocks me off. I play the game.
I see.
Yeah.
Springer is available at your see, he only really plays it quickly when he knows he can interrupt. That's when he plays it when he knows he can interrupt.
Page one
again,
of the Hack Handbook.
That Springer by TM Soft, it's amazing. Ha ha! You didn't get that in there, did you? I got it before you could.
It was too slow. I saw the hand go up, but he couldn't get it.
Springer. So Todd's got a brand new game. Huh? That's good.
A brand new game, and this is in typical Todd fashion. He says, I've got a new game. And I said, oh, and he mentioned it in passing maybe 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he slides it across the table. Says, do you want to play it? And I said, sure. And I don't, you never know with these games. I know Todd does great work at TM Soft, but you never know if you're going to be into it. The people have like different games. And I played this game straight for like 20 minutes while we sat there. We were getting some dinner.
Right.
And I said, dude, this is a hit. He goes, because you really don't know what it's going to be all about. But if I can play it for 20 minutes and not get bored, it's just a lot of fun.
Is this the game that he was trying to name when we were in Maine?
No, that was a different game.
Okay.
A different game. This game is a game that he started technically almost 7 years ago.
I would think because Dr. Hacksaw doesn't seem really of the moment.
And it came before its time, but now it's time, and it's a lot of fun, and I hope you guys get a chance to download it and
play. I'll be downloading it after the show. I'm excited about that. I'll be downloading it while I'm getting my procedures done. It should be a lot of fun.
I think you'll enjoy it. And if anybody does get to Pluto, I'm going to be pissed because I can only get to Mars.
Carla, yes. I know Carla will obsess over it because she loves all those
she'll
games.
Love it.
You know, so
and it's fun
I'll
to
make sure
all the
that
listeners.
I tell her about it.
So good. Thank you. Okay, thank you to Todd
I'm
as
looking
well.
Forward to it. Well, thank you boys for holding down the fort for a couple of days.
Pleasure.
I do appreciate that. It has been a bit of an odyssey after you all split you know, I guess I was hanging on with adrenaline over the weekend with the baptism that I didn't, you know, I've had this tummy trouble probably since August, and I just, you know, it's really kind of a hit and miss proposition to try to figure out what's wrong. You know, they rule out the real bad stuff.
Right.
You know, I don't have the big casino. You know, there's nothing like that. But
Ebola.
What it is I don't have Ebola. Everything's cool with that. But it's just a question of figuring out the best course of action and why, you know, I'm not responding to a lot of the treatments that I'm getting. So I'm really in that situation right now, and that's why today I'm going for another little imaging test where they not only will have you image your insides by drinking that fabulous stuff, but they will also be shooting it up you. That's what's going to be happening. So I have that. I'm really looking forward to that after the show. I think it should be a lot of fun.
It's almost a dry run of Cat 2014.
It's exactly what we're planning on doing on the stage. And Rob, I hope you've got that show ready because it's all on you, pal.
You
I'm
going
to tell you that right now. You write everything down. Just tell me where to be and what to do.
We are
I'll do
ready
it, okay?
To,
but it's all on you.
Now,
thank you very
we've
much.
We've been yakking about it.
Question for you. You said that you were hanging on by a thread. Now, I was the last one of the crew to see you on Monday when you dropped me at the airport at probably a little after noon.
Okay.
How were you feeling then? Because you seemed fine in the car.
I didn't tell you this, but I dropped you off at the airport and I went to get a stomach x-ray.
Oh. Did
that's,
you really?
That's what I was told to do. Yeah, that's what I was told
Mike,
to do.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. You know, and I told you this earlier. You are blessed in a way that this didn't hit 2 days earlier because you were able to get through the baptism.
Yeah.
Even
right.
with, I mean, even if there was a little discomfort, at least you got through that before this
and
really
And there wasn't
laid
as
you
much,
flat.
You know, it wasn't that big a deal at the back. I mean, you know me. I would have told you. I would have talked about it if I thought. It just was something where the system wasn't working right. And then they had diagnosed me. I talked about this on the air. I talked about with this thing, C. diff, that came back negative. And then in the meantime, I got the stomach x-ray, which came back negative. And now they're having me go in for a CAT scan, another one in my stomach, to see if there is, in fact, because he thinks there probably is some sort of little perforation or something that he's got to deal with. And that's why I'm not responding. Responding to it, but I feel better than I did yesterday, and I feel much better than I did 2 days ago. And so, you know, I'm here. I would tell you if I wasn't, but the thing about it is that's frustrating was dealing with a physician's assistant, which you know, I don't mind not getting a call back from a doctor, but I really don't like not getting a call back from a physician's assistant
and
getting
start-
the call. And the only person I could deal with was the assistant to the assistant.
Right.
And that to me, and by the way, the assistant to the assistant, one of the world's great all-time award-winning baby talkers.
What? In the field of medicine, you get a baby talker. Not acceptable.
A baby talker like you would not believe who, and all the information I would get out of this office, I had to call. They never called me. You know, right up till today, they're doing it the same way. But I'm bitching now. I'm sure they've got a red star next to my name now because we went in, both Mrs. O'Mara and I, guns a-blazing. I think what it is you get some of these offices that probably deal with a lot of the elderly, and I think they might just get themselves a little thick skin and not realize that they've got to be a little bit on the ball.
Yeah,
so
right.
We've got them on the ball today. And the last conversation I had with the baby talker was...
Now, is this the assistant or the assistant?
This is the assistant of the assistant.
All right. All right.
Number three.
Right.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Mr. O'Meara. Yeah. Okay. We've got...
You know, it's like, what caused you to speak that way and to continue into your adult life to speak
don't ask
that way.
Dr.
I'm serious.
That. Yeah. Usually it's not a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just
bad touch.
Like, you get that kind of voice you hear out in Canoga Park. That's what you hear, you know? And so I'm sitting there and it was just like, okay, he's not called a doctor. He said, maybe by his first name. Maybe it was.
John wants you to go on another antibiotic right away, and I've called the prescription in, so it should be waiting for you.
So I said, okay, fine, I'll go on it right away. Drive to the drugstore. Go in there. We don't have any record of that, and I call back.
No.
Hi, did you bring me?
Yeah, they don't have my prescription at the drugstore.
Hold on, let me look. Oh. Let me call you back.
Okay, so I wait and she called. Well, I'm sitting in a parking lot, and she calls back.
Hi, Mr. O'Meara. Yeah, they didn't get the prescription.
I said, what, they didn't, it wasn't called in?
No, we do it electronically, but they didn't get it.
That's the absolute mantra of this place. You will never get the straight answer. You will never, ever get the straight answer.
So I was wondering if you could go back. They said it'll be ready in about 10 minutes.
I'm like, okay.
Okay, baby talk, baby talk.
And were you the only person I'm dealing with. Were you at all tempted to start talking to her back in baby talk? Just to piss her off?
I was just so... and then the last
talk
piece
to
of
my
life.
Son.
And by the way, if you continue to experience a lot of pain, go to the emergency room.
You know, which is, no, I'm not. I'm going to see you because I'm avoiding that. Yeah. I'm doing what you are supposed to do and not get your medical care through the emergency room. Mm. So that was my Monday. And then I called on Tuesday and was given a 4:15 appointment where I went in and I actually took pen to paper yesterday afternoon when I wrote a list of my bitches about it because it was so completely over the top. You know, and then just the general attitude. I know they're dealing with thousands of people
right.
every day. And believe me, if you looked at this office, you want to talk about the seat of the elderly in America. Yeah. Go into a GI office and you see these people all coming. I know they deal with this. I know they deal with it every day, but I'm sorry. They're in the medical profession.
Yeah.
So they were very responsive and had a very good appointment and got some new stuff and hopefully everything's going to be working out well. I was satisfied.
When you made your list of all your bitches, did the doctor come in and say, yo, where my bitches at?
Yo, where my bitches?
Your top 10 list?
Now, what I said to the manager when I spoke to the office manager, I said, well, to be quite honest with you, I have 99 problems, but the bitch ain't one.
And they said, that's the doctor, what I said. I the doctor will see you now.
The doctor will see you now. Doctor,
what time is your doctor. CAT scan this evening?
2:15 today, boys. Okay. 2:15. I will begin the drinking process right after the show is over and then roll over there. What I've noticed is this. This is what I've noticed. Now that the locusts have returned to forage,
yes.
Now that they have returned to the fields, have replenished themselves, and now the locusts are back down here, the locusts basically...
And by that, you mean the wintertime residents, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the elderly. Like the elderly. Let's be honest, the elderly. The locusts come back down to a feast, and the locals who work in these offices, they put on their protective suits. And their protective suits are total apathy, because that is the only way that they are able to survive. So if you are really concerned about something, you have to kind of punch through that blank stare to get what you want.
Understood.
You have to. And look, I've read this online. I've read this in articles that in order to get the kind of medical care that you need, sometimes you have to be your own advocate because they are going to look at you blankly. They're not feeling pain. They're not feeling a fever. They're not feeling anything. So they have to be kind of punched through. Now, when I got my x-ray on Monday, this was another one of those problems when Lucy Liu was giving me my my stomach x-ray the other day. And when we concluded, I said, okay, so they need to get that today. She said, well, they'll get it right away. I said, okay, they said they, because of the urgent nature of they need it today. Well, we'll get right on. It's usually 24 to 48 hours. I said, okay, I was told to
48
to
hours
ask.
Is not exactly right away.
No, that's not right. Well, and you've got to remember that now in this day and age, we're talking about several pushes on a keypad.
Exactly.
We're not talking about
exactly.
mailing or any of that. We're talking about bing, bing, bing. And that's when suddenly the protective suit came out and I received the death stare. So after the third time we went back and forth, she looked me dead in the eye and said, I'll make sure it gets there. So I went back. I said, and when would that be?
Mm.
And she looked at me, I swear to God, and she said, 24 to 48 hours.
Oh man, spit in your face.
And I stood my ground and I said, that is unacceptable. I told you that the only reason
good
I'm
man.
Here is because they're talking about maybe a little perforation, which could result in something very serious, and I'd like them to get it today. And I looked at her and didn't have to say anything more because I wanted it done. And you know how hard it was? She said, I'll do it right now.
Oh, wow.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
That's all it was. It was just and down here, maybe anywhere, certainly in Fairfax County in Virginia,
right.
where we lived for a long time and got a lot, with the volume of people, with the sheer numbers of people, you don't want to be a nudge, but you have to.
Not necessarily with the doctors,
but and the nurses and the doctors, the people that are the hands-on caregivers, but the administrative staffs in these offices that are overworked and probably underpaid.
Sure.
You have to unfortunately take that tack. And to be honest with you, as much as I bitch on this show, and Rob, you know this. I think Oscar, you know this a little bit. Believe it or not, it does go against what I like to be off air.
No, that's
I
true.
Really don't oh, like to be. Well, Carla says it's to a fault. Carla says I can't handle the doctor's office and that she's going to do it from now on. She said, because I, believe it or not, I know it doesn't sound, on this show, I'm Mr. Big Beat My Chest and everything.
Right.
But in real life, I really don't. I'm not my own advocate.
You did the smartest thing you can do in any medical situation with a doctor. Your time with the actual doctor is so precious. The fact that you prepared notes and had a list of things that you need to address, because it is so easy to gloss or forget something when you're there. If you have the stuff written down, it's the best thing you can do. And I've learned this through many, many situations.
Also, you have to be your own advocate. Even doctors know that they have to be their own advocate. For example, when my father went in for surgery a couple years ago for gallbladder cancer, my father is old school and he says the doctor knows what he's doing. I don't need anybody mucking it up or talking to him about it. He's a professional.
Don't muddy it up.
But my sister and brother continued calling the doctor to make sure that things were being done the right way as his advocate. And he actually got mad at my sister and brother and says, why are you harassing the surgeon? And they said, we're not harassing him. We're making sure everything is done right.
Exactly.
There was a moment today where yesterday the appointment was too late for them to call in this test. And the doctor was very specific that he wanted me to have this test today. And when they did that, they said at the very end of the day, she said, they're probably closed and I won't be able to do this. But then she called me and said, well, they can't do it there. Okay. This was the phone call. She said, hi, this is so-and-so from the office. So what day isn't good for you?
Oh.
And I said, what are you talking about?
So double
what
day talk. Isn't?
I said, I'm not sure whether you understand. I was told to get the test today. So I'll go where you want me to go, but I'll get the test station. Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure. We will call in the morning and we will get, well, it's 8:45. These offices mostly open up at 8:30. And at 8:45, I called. And, of course, the double talk began. And at that point, I handed the phone to my beautiful bride who can go into full pit bull mode, which she did. And she was an advocate. And, Oscar, it feels awful good. And I think your father's lucky that he had somebody advocating for him. And I'm not.
Maybe we would just stay in the country. It'd be great.
When I say this, I realize that I'm preaching to a lot of people out there that have dealt with this. And I'm glad that I have somebody looking over my shoulder to make sure this is done right. And I'm going to get it fixed. I'm going to get it fixed no matter what way I have
You're
to go.
You're on the right
so
track.
We'll see what happens. And also another thing for all those people that might be worrying about it. I also asked him about Reno. I said, I have a show to do in Reno a week from Saturday. He said, you will do your show in Reno.
Yeah.
That's
what
he said.
But the only reason
That's
he
from
said
the doctor.
That, the only reason That's he right. said that is he had tickets and they're non-refundable.
That's right. We will take a break and we will come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. You are what you
are. Cake and cookies.
Your OCD is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's also the depression. There's just a stigma that goes with it.
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, well then I'll wear my freak flag, fly it hot, high.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of your OCD. Be ashamed of the way you talk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com. I'm leaving now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. The holidays are upon us, and now more than ever, we need to remind you of one very important fact. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support the show. Remember, it doesn't cost a penny extra, and it means the world to us, especially this time of year. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Shop as much as you can. And now, because you love it, here is our TMOS listener purchases of the day, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, you gotta love it. It's the Fire HD 7 tablet. Powerful tablet. Endless entertainment. Available with 8 or 16 gigabytes of storage and a choice of 5 fun colors. It's the Fire HD 7. Available through our Amazon portal. Back to you, Stingray.
Thank you so much. You see, Amazon has everything. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show. Bookmark Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com and get ready for your easiest holiday shopping season ever. All right, so one of the things that got lost, and I'm so, so shamed by this. Well, I didn't vote Tuesday.
Oh man.
That you're the guy.
A hypocrite.
I'm the guy. You're the guy.
You know, that guy down here, Rick Scott, won by a razor. I was going to vote for Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
You know that. I always vote for the Democrat. That's the way it works.
You beat your chest and then you don't vote.
Yeah, you know what you did? You got beaten down by Big Sugar. And
literally, his stomach.
That's right.
No, but
Big Sugar.
I'm sure you'll get a muffin basket from the Republicans because you're the reason America has failed.
We don't talk about politics because everybody gets pissed off. But I will talk about this because it's it's every once in a while we get a midterm election, so it's big news and it's going on. And I just have this observation: it seems to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong,
right,
that all the news that I'm watching, that the Republicans aren't necessarily being really good winners.
No,
would that be accurate? Would that be kind of accurate?
They're being lousy
winners. I've watched this
guy rants.
Plebe or whatever, Priebus, the RNC guy.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, my God.
Well, they didn't just win. They destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, when the president uses a word
All the more reason why they should be a little more gracious, Oscar.
You know it's going to be the same thing. Kankles is going to get elected president, and then we'll deal with this drama for another 8 years.
Speaking of her, how classy was it? Was it Rand Paul that put up the pictures of her with every candidate that lost?
Yeah.
Hillary's losers.
Oh,
that's
my
God. Hashtag Hillary's losers.
That's classy, isn't it?
Now,
Very nice.
I think if you do that, if you pull that kind of a move, and they are talking about this guy, Rand Paul, being a potential presidential candidate, when you go to that level, don't you diminish acting presidential?
Of course.
You have somebody, one of your minions, do that, but you don't do that.
No, and also, that is the kind of behavior that you would want to do before an election. Because that's campaigning if it's before an election. If it's after an election, you're gloating. You're gloating. You're doing a touchdown
dance. They haven't had a win in so long. You know, and they gotta savor it. They have to savor it because when it comes to the presidential election, unfortunately, Christie, that wave will be gone. And with the amount of people that actually
Chris Christie causes a wave, Mike, every time he goes to the beach.
And with the amount of people that actually vote in these elections, and I never really paid attention until I just voted. I sat there, I said, no wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder everybody gets upset because we sit there and I was part of the problem because in D.C., you know, I would go and I'd be like, oh, the line's too long, I'm out of here. But I actually voted this
time.
Is
that what happened? Did you actually vote?
And weed was legalized, Mike, in D.C.
Voted for that, right?
I voted for that.
That's why Oscar's so chatty today.
Yeah.
That's right. He's high.
I'm excited about that.
Like a kite, baby.
But the point is this, is that either way, I don't see them finding a better presidential candidate than the RNC for the election coming up, the presidential election coming up in a few years. I just don't see anybody.
They voted it down, by the way. Marijuana legalization voted down here in Florida.
Not shocking.
Even with you not out there campaigning, and I know you're going to be handing out leaflets on Monday.
Well, leaflets made of weed.
Weedlets.
That's what I was going to hand out there.
But don't you think that it's a, I mean, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but it's a foregone conclusion. Like I said before, maybe she may not be the best candidate, but all the ovaries of this world are going to get out there. They're going to vote, and they're going to make sure we vote for her as well.
I don't know. I think right now she's got she's certainly the front runner. I think there's no question about that. But I also know that something can happen in 2 weeks. The one thing that would prevent that with Hillary would be the fact that I don't think there's ever been a candidate that's gone through the scrutiny. I mean, not only as the first lady, not only the investigations of the Clinton administration, but also a Senate campaign and then confirmation as Secretary of State. Yeah. So I think you've got a known commodity, and you've got somebody who's experienced.
The only way this wouldn't work is if all of a sudden Bill leaves her.
To do what?
Slick Willie leaves her and says,
I just
look,
can't go through this campaign. I need to fulfill my ambitions.
This woman is, you know, a vulture. And a harpy, and you shouldn't. I don't want anything.
Can you imagine the political curveball at the nomination at the convention? Bill gets up there and says, "I just want you to know, she's a bitch on wheels.
Yeah,
I'm done with it.
I'll take any other comers right now. I'm so done with it." But you know what? It was a shellacking, and it was. My impression is that when you the days of being the winner and then going in and saying, we're going to work now for the good of the country. That seems to be there's a little bit more of the end zone dance now.
Yeah.
When these teams win.
It's a weird cocktail because not only is it the end zone dance, it's also what are you going to do? Well, we're going to undo Obamacare. So
yeah,
really,
and they can't. But that's why the should thing there, that no should one the, should stand for.
Why should their first thing be not to do something positive, but to undo something?
Because that's what a lot of them got. That's what a lot of them got elected on. I mean, down here,
good luck.
You would not believe. Down here, the guy that ran for the Democrats, Charlie Crist, was featured in a commercial endorsing Obama every single hour on the hour. It happened every hour. So they have to. I think they have to do that. But you realize they were elected on something that they won't be able to do.
Right.
And anyone that knows anything about the political process knows that they won't be able to do that. And why won't they be able to do it? I give it to you very simply. It will be vetoed, of course, by the president. And they do not have the votes in the Senate to override. What the hell was that?
A panel.
That's right.
Another panel fell?
You know, it's a panel of judges, Mike. They're weighing in.
Where did the panel fall this time?
The panel fell on my knee.
Oh, poor Rob.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Do you have it screwed in down there?
No, the thing is this panel can't be replaced yet because of some wires.
Wiring.
And it's fine. It's out of the way, and I bumped it. It's on me.
It didn't sound like more like a bump. It sounded like it might have shattered your kneecap.
No, we can make a better sound. Hold on. How about if it sounded like this?
All right, we have neighbors.
That's right. Jerks. Downstairs. No muffin basket
what
for
are
us.
They wrestling?
So getting back to the way I understand it, that they don't have enough votes to override a presidential veto, so it's just an exercise in nothing, hate Congress for. But wait, Oscar, you and I probably are beginning to have a meeting of the minds with the same cynicism that all this just nothing seems to change. Yeah. Nothing ever really seems to change.
Very
they all
true.
Like to say their lovely says.
This company is run by big business people. Yeah. That's all it is.
And the more these people get reelected and the more the big money gets into politics, the less you and I and everybody else has.
It's on us. Whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, I'll say this, that when I went to the polls this time, there was no one there. There was almost no one. There was 8 people in this big rec center.
Yeah.
And I'm not using
my
illness.
Same in
Leesburg. I am not using my illness as an excuse, but I will tell you that I now have joined the great apathetic unwashed. That is me. I did not vote,
and I did not.
And it wasn't close. I really thought, what if it's one of those elections where it does mean something? I still like to believe
Charlie Crist lost by one vote.
I still like. Well, Charlie, to be honest with you,
he wasn't good enough.
If I'd felt a little better about Charlie Crist, I might have gotten my ass up and sweated my way over to the polling
place.
But
are you thinking that it was? Did you not vote as sort of a statement because you didn't like
no.
either guy?
No, I didn't vote because I was in too much pain.
You were sick, and that's valid.
Did Carla vote?
That's it. Carla did not vote.
She can't vote until she's 18.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Carla was taking my daughters across Alligator Alley to Fort Lauderdale to fly them home.
Oh.
That's what happened with Carla. That was my job, and so Carla did it, and that's the way it worked out. But,
very sweet.
But you know, it's very, very frustrating to see what I see, and that is that nothing's going to change.
No.
Nothing's going to change.
Keep grinding. At least the economy's moving in the right direction.
Being a Democrat and hearing the response of the Republicans that won, we're going to make them squeal now. That was one of the Senate
Iowa lady.
Said.
Yeah.
The Iowa lady said, we're going to make them squeal now. Am I right? And do you think I'm like most of Americans? When you see that attitude, it doesn't tell me as an American that things are going to change. It tells me that things are still going
to
be.
Oh, I thought she was referring to cutting the pork.
Things are gonna make them squeal.
Yeah,
she was.
Squeal.
That was her deal. Yeah,
right?
That was her campaign ad was that she grew up slaughtering hogs or castrating hogs.
Yes.
Forgive me. And she said that so because she's castrated hogs, Mike. She's good at cutting pork, and she's gonna make those bigwigs squeal.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what she was talking
about.
She was
referring to that.
Well, they cut it and they isolate that. I don't know anything about the pig's balls.
So. Yeah, I thought it was a Ned Beatty reference. I thought she was going to actually. There was going to be rape.
Come on, squeal. So
did you see John Stewart got in a lot of trouble?
How did he get in trouble? Oh, for saying he didn't vote.
He was just joking, and everybody went crazy.
Oh,
and then he had
really?
To come up and apologize and say, I did vote. I should have made it more clear that I was joking. And it was a whole thing. I sat there and I said, who cares?
Well, I just think it's weird being a bizarre world that Oscar voted and Mike didn't. Yeah. I don't know what's next.
Dogs well, I think in John Stewart's case, Oscar, John Stewart's entire show is predicated on politics.
Oh, I get
so
it. But
that is his entire bit is talking about them and us and all that. And so if he doesn't vote, you say to yourself, well, your entire existence is based on politics.
Yeah, the joke was, I just moved. I didn't know where the polling place was. Something along those lines.
Right.
That he told to Christina.
And what he was, in his very dry way, yes. He was mocking the people that don't vote.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he was trying to do.
But stupid people don't get dry jokes, Mike.
I don't think Christiane Amanpour is stupid, but I think the vast majority of people that were going, he didn't vote, are stupid. Yeah. And that's when you had the big uproar for that. So did you vote, Rob Spiewak?
Yes, I did, as a matter
of
fact.
Do you want to tell us who you voted for?
I voted for Mr. Warner.
And that was a close race.
I know that was very close. Have they resolved that yet?
Still unofficial,
not
right?
100%, but this morning I heard an expert that said it's basically over.
Yeah.
That
Warner eked in by the skin of his big teeth.
Not official, but they said those caps.
Yeah. I thought Mike actually was voting for a brand new China cabinet, and I realized it was just his teeth. And I said, well, congratulations, 5 more years.
If it's going to be that close and 6. Ed Gillespie doesn't win, I'll just say to Ed Gillespie, Ed, I don't believe you ever went to Jimmy Cerrito's bar. There you go. Want to know what the reason was? We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show every fall day. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank people for sending me their messages, and I never remember to bring them into the studio with me, but I'm going to start to do that when they buy a Sleep Number bed and tell them that I sent them. It does make a difference. This is not something – I've heard speculation that, they got this huge database, and the people that work there, they don't care. No.
They care.
They put it into a computer program, and people, they know. If you buy a Sleep Number bed and you tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, that helps our show. So if you get a great night's sleep, you can thank us, and you can also thank us by telling them that we sent you. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most hectic. So this year, why not give yourself the greatest gift of all, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It's so simple. There's nothing to wear. There's nothing to turn on. You just sleep. It uses sensors along with the dual air technology inside the bed to optimize your sleep. It's the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carla's is an 85. Right now, during their Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. Mm. It's the lowest price ever. See why Sleep Number was named the best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And tell the skilled professionals in there that Mike O'Mara sent you, and they are good people at the Sleep Number stores. They have to be. They know their stuff. There's a small staff in each of these Sleep Number stores, and they know what they're doing, so they will help you immeasurably like they helped me. Welcome back to the show. I want to ask you a question about me and watching things that are supposed to be scary that don't affect me. I don't know if either one of you boys have logged any time with American Horror Story Freak Show. Have you logged any time with it at all?
Yes, I have.
I have not, unfortunately.
Okay, then I'm going to ask Rob this. Rob,
right.
Am I alone on an island in that when I watch American Horror Story Freak Show, it doesn't scare me at all? Not on any level. I don't have the hair doesn't go up on my arms. I don't get startled. There is no scare in American Horror Story Freak Show, and the whole thing's supposed to be scary.
Let me ask you a question before I answer that. Are you entertained suitably by it, though? If the emotion is not fear, are you
interesting kind of weird perspective? Yeah, I guess I am. But there's just nothing.
Well, you know what?
This scary may, about it. This it's almost cartoon-like.
This may comfort you. Now, I did find the first season scary, the one where the family bought the house in Los Angeles. But
that was scarier.
I've stayed with it this season. I am not scared by it, but I am extraordinarily entertained by it. And I think it is similar to the way that you and I might be a little too good at horror movies. Because we are the select few that watch Rosemary's Baby, never miss it, and laugh our heads off. We laugh.
Do you think it's us?
I think it is us. I think we have been.
I think. Do you think the American public is becoming desensitized to graphic violence on television?
I do, and I think that everyone would be even further desensitized if they had the 20 years together that we have of laughing at the darkest parts
really
of human nature.
Do you really think it's us? Yeah. I don't think it's us. I think
as a whole, I think America is getting less sensitive, but we are leading the charge.
Give me an example. Like, what's the...
Okay, I will give you an example. There is a, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the recent episode, turn your radio down because we're going to talk about it. They've got the scary clown that kills
people. I've seen the clown.
Yeah.
I've seen the clown. The clown
removes his mask.
Yes.
Because years ago, he tried to blow his brains out and was unsuccessful and shot the lower part of his face off. And that's the result that you see. And my reaction is kind of like,
yeah.
It's the most disgusting
terrifying thing
with the jaw in one place and the little tongue sticking out.
And a lot of people don't know that if you go to the circus, most clowns have had that past. Most clowns, Mike,
do not have lower jaws.
Are survivors of failed suicide attempts. And they say, well,
that's
where
exactly
can I go from here? Yeah, Mark Riddell was telling us about it. When you go to the greatest show on earth, you want the clowns to keep their masks on because none of them have
otherwise
jaws.
You'll see the horrible injuries.
Yeah, none of them can eat soup at all.
No. Not at all.
But yeah, that is, you know what that is? That to me is good storytelling, but it's almost when you first saw the clown's mask. Four episodes ago, you, like me, probably said, oh, we're going to see what's behind that mask before too long, and it's going to be something dastardly. Can't wait to see it.
The special effects, and everybody in Hollywood, they have basically succeeded in the throat slash imagery, which they all use way too much. Go back over the last 2 years and tell me how many horror movies or murder movies you see where you see the throat get cut and the eyes go wide and then the and the gore. So Oscar, I'll ask you. I mean, maybe you're more sensitive to it than I am. I feel like people are getting more desensitized to graphic violence, and maybe it's because of TV.
There's a scene in Gone Girl. It's the latest scene I can think about that really grossed me out.
Uh-huh.
And
you know the one you're talking about.
The one at the lake, at the lake house. And I remember seeing that, and I said, well...
Neil Patrick Harris gets it.
I'm all right with never seeing that again, because that really disturbed me.
Okay, so maybe it is us, Rob, that disturbed me on the big screen, but not in such a way that's like, oh, my God. Let me give you an example.
All right.
I still remember the trauma that I felt when I saw the movie Scarface.
Yes.
And they had the scene in the motel room with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
And that showed nothing. That really showed, all you saw were the eyes and a little splatter. That's all you saw. But that freaked my ass out. Mm.
And you know what?
I still look at that and it freaks me out.
Sometimes the answer is in the question. There is nothing as terrifying as what you cannot see. And a lot of people say that the reason the movie Jaws was such an effective thriller is that they couldn't build the robot shark. And so the movie is like 50 minutes in before you even see the shark.
Build up.
Yeah. It's the build up of what's in your mind. And we are so now accustomed to seeing everything and bring it out. And you want to bring it back to American Horror Story. I'm so used to watching it now, it doesn't even flip me out that there's a girl with two heads. I just watch it like another character. That's a pretty amazing effect.
Because it's not a girl with two heads. It's CGI.
Yeah, but it's a pretty incredible effect. But they are...
I don't know if it's incredible.
Well, you know what? It would have been, 5 years ago.
How about the shots where you just see her with her head at this angle and you're only seeing one? Don't you think that's kind of cheap?
I'm the other head.
Hi, how are you?
The best shots, Mike, are like the reverse, the rear shots where she's walking away and you can tell it's just something taped to a body. And when they really do apply it, it looks pretty good. There was a story.
Is the guy? Can I ask you some American Horror Story Freak Show questions?
Sure.
The guy with the seal boy. He's really deformed, right?
Seal boy. You mean the one with
the guy that's got the weird hands?
No.
Not.
No, he's sort of a heartthrob. Carrie's got a thing
for this
guy.
I'm talking about the other one that has the tattoos.
Oh yeah, I think he is a real freak. Yes,
he really has. You would say that.
So
you would say he has a sort of mallet.
I'm sorry.
He is a real freak.
I think that your download
speed.
That's
a window into Spiewak's soul.
I think your download speed is off. What I actually said is he is actually.
What did you mean to say, Rob?
He's differently abled. brave. Very brave. Extraordinarily brave. And I applaud the producers at AHS for giving him a job.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
What about the lady Eileen? Is she...
Is that makeup?
That's terrible.
Is the lady that doesn't have any legs, is she... Is that real? Is that person real?
That, to me, looks real. I don't know for certain.
Because, you know, I saw Forrest Gump. It all could be fake.
It is. But you know what?
Lieutenant Dan.
What is great is that, you know, finally they've written a vehicle where Kathy Bates can let her beard grow out.
Ow. Oh, that hurts. That's the first one that hurt me today. Kathy Bates, who I will be, just by the way, Ms. Bates, you will be getting a letter from my attorneys.
Yes.
since you have absconded with the voice of Baltimore Billy Sikorsky.
But never has she lived up to her last name more.
Do you find the story? And I didn't think we'd spend this much time talking about a show, but when Rob and I watch something, it's kind of. Do you find the storyline that at some point in her life that Michael Chiklis crawled on top of Kathy Bates with her beard? Do you find that credible at all?
Oh, I think Mike. All I'm going to say to that is that it might have involved the style of the canine. It would almost have to. It would almost be required for the deed to be completed.
Yes, and then, of course, there's Angelica Houston with the three breasts. Which they've got that
out
Oscar.
Of Total
you
Recall.
That.
Yeah, and that lady, the crazy lady that tried to scam us. Remember that? Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
A crazy lady tried to scam us?
Us meaning America. Remember the lady that
said... Oh, that's right. The lady that said she got a third breast put on.
Right, and it turned out to just be some sort of application.
She was a hack. She really was.
I do think, Mike, I think that you and I could continue to be scared by movies and television if they are more in the fact of not showing us everything graphically presented to us, and really where the fright lies is in our minds. You and I are worriers.
It's harder
by nature.
To do that.
Yeah, but what was it? Inception?
Inception. Yeah. Oh, Inception was great. But that wasn't horror. It wasn't horror.
No, that's not the movie I'm thinking of. The Conjuring. The Conjuring is the movie that messed with your head, and that's what the scariest stuff is. So I think we can be scared, but we're not going to be scared by a head taped to a girl.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. But it just seems to me it's getting less exciting for me. And I agree with you. I like the jump out thrill. I like the, you know, you walk into the house, you don't know what's going to happen. That still scares me. Not to rehash, but did we get a chance to talk about the Nick Wallenda situation at all? Did you talk about that at all?
We did not.
Awesome. I'm so glad you didn't cover that. Oscar was out on the porch the other night when Nick Wallenda was doing his walk between the towers in Chicago. And Oscar was, I think, developing the relationship between my mother-in-law and Tinder.
Yeah,
and
we never talked about
Yik Yak
that.
No, with my daughters.
Saved on the Tinder,
Linda is now on Tinder.
Linda. I just want to say, if you want to watch a drawn-out, overhyped publicity stunt reality show, there's one person I recommend that you put on the couch next to you, and that is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, you're sweet.
Because
he's not going to move.
Rob, well, neither was I. You saw why we're fat. The two sedentary guys camped out on the sofa at hour number 7 of the post baptism party.
Well, you picked us up at 8:45, and the Wallenda coverage started at 7:15. So you do the math. You do the math.
Now, Rob, I think we were on the same page that we both agreed that even with the pregame hype, that the Nick Wallenda special had some entertainment value.
It did. It did, especially with the sketchy doctors they kept pulling out and them trying to convince us that it was cold and windy when they showed us a weather station that said it was 48 degrees with still winds.
Yeah. Is it? Right. But 3 miles per hour in Chicago, which like a weather anomaly for Chicago that was unprecedented.
No
3 miles per hour at the top of a building.
I love
great.
Jim Cantore saying, this could change at any time. Yeah, like December 10th, it might change. But right now, it's 48 degrees. It was, you know, it was shorts
also,
weather.
That Discovery logo, I know you have to brand, but it was cartoon size on those jackets.
Oh, those horrible
like
puffy
NASCAR.
Jackets.
Yeah. Like, come on.
It was. Yeah. And watching this with Rob, I don't know if Rob would have hung in there as much as he did if there wasn't this little bitty factoid that they put up on screen that you could share your Facebook posts and your tweets and that they would read them live on the air.
Yeah, there was
and
a
that's
scroll.
When Rob went out of his mind trying to get one of his tweets or Facebook posts up on the screen. You never succeeded. And the way Rob does that is that he kisses the ass of the production. What was the first one was like the most generic
yeah.
lovey-dovey, if get you, to air immediately one.
If you want to make it on there, it has to be vanilla. You have to think Today Show. And so what I wrote was, Chicago, great town, great pizza, great excitement. Good luck, Nick Wallenda, hashtag walk between two towers, or whatever their hashtag
was. Skyscraper? Or
oh, hashtag skyscraper.
Yeah, skyscraper.
But the thing that was great is that America is so stupid. If you looked at what was trending on Facebook, you know what was trending?
This is true. This is absolutely true. This is what was trending. This is what people posted.
Hashtag skyscraper.
Yeah.
Skyscraper.
People don't know how to spell that,
that
it was actually
right.
trending.
It was trending. So many people wrote skyscraper as skyscraper that it trended on social media. Absolutely mind-boggling. And Rob never got his on there, and it was just like,
he had some gems, though.
I tried funny, I tried sweet, I tried good luck, God bless. I mean, I tried everything, and every time they would start scrolling them, it's actually writing on a TV screen, but I would say, quiet, quiet, because I was so focused on trying to read it, and it was.
But my favorite that you did was Nick Wallenda, an incredible feat on two incredible feet.
That is actually funny.
That should have been.
And then it just went on, and Rob realized that he wasn't going to get his little post up on the TV, on the magic box. And so Rob and I both collectively, Rob being fueled by probably a little more red wine than I was, we actually started directing our wrath toward Natalie Morales,
yes.
A broadcaster that Rob and I have disliked for almost as long as Natalie Morales has been on the air.
Yeah.
We analyzed. I would hope for every television performer that they don't go through the scrutiny that we put Natalie Morales through the other night during that reality show. But Natalie Morales, it appears to me, is incapable of expressing a real human emotion.
She can't do it.
Would that be accurate?
She can't do it. Every time they'd come back to her and Willie Geist, there'd be dead silence in the room, and you would just say, "Look at her." And it was true. You were just seething because they would come back from a piece talking about what would happen if he fell off the wire, and her reaction would be.
So they go. The camera goes back to her, and this is her. Welcome back. It's just there's
nothing.
She is so clueless.
She's neither
to the moment.
Happy nor sad nor
she's
emotional.
Not happy,
nor
not
excited.
Sad. Not yes, as vanilla as it gets. And so,
which is why, Mike, we came up with the solution that the only way.
Rob decided that none of his real Facebook posts were going to be put up there, so he decided to simply write Natalie Morales's and then a body part that was...
I wrote it on my wall, but I shared it on Nick Wallenda's wall.
Yes,
so
yes.
I don't know if anyone actually saw it, but it was... So. Let me put it to you this way, Mike. It was a body part that you're going to have a doctor deal with today.
Yes.
Not
yes,
your
as a
stomach.
Matter of fact, and now that we have separated the person from the actual word, I think it's perfectly, when you're talking about a part of the human body, you are able to say rectum.
That's right.
And so Rob put that up.
As funny as we thought it was at the moment, but at the time we actually had built a whole story in our head that the only way that Nick Wallenda could successfully complete the walk
is if Natalie Morales showed America.
What was great about that evening, looking in from the porch or the lanai?
Yes.
We were two amused individuals.
You guys were just slapping your knees, laughing, and then Rob.
And we don't. Rob and I will sit there for 2.5 hours and just we'll chat back and forth. But we're watching TV. But then this comes up. And
you also pranked us as well.
Oh, I forgot about
did.
That.
Oh God, tell about the prank. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there watching Rob get drunk and Mike just bitch about how long this pregame is.
And for what it's worth,
walk.
Oscar was keeping up.
Yeah, I was.
Yes,
I was.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So I'd walked in a couple times, and I just saw them laughing and joking and showing me what they were posting, and Rob saying quiet so he could read.
I'm quiet. I'm listening. I'm reading
and
here.
And I walked back out, and at one point, the room, because I had a line of sight to you guys, the room went quiet, and Rob's jaw dropped. Mike got up, and he looked upset.
Okay, let me ask you this, because you were out there and you were seeing it.
I could see you guys. Yes.
All right. So how did it play? When you saw it? Because you were the first person I heard say he fell. Did you think? Well,
I thought he fell because I didn't hear it because there was a sliding glass door between us. But I saw what Rob usually does when I give him bad news, and it's a good 10 minutes of I'm concerned. Then he's back to his life.
Right.
But I saw that face. Well, it's like, hey man, this month's disbursement's gonna be real low, and then I see the face. Yeah. So I know
and
the
then
face.
You see
right?
me? I put my yes. hands on my head and I walk out of
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, yeah. So I knew something was wrong, and I said, I think he fell, and I ran in because that's the only reason after what a day of fun and baptisms.
Exactly.
fun and baptism.
Troy McClure.
That you would be upset about that. And we walk in and the screen is dark, there's nothing on TV, and one of you said he fell. And then we're like, well, what happened? They're like, we don't know. It just went black.
Yeah.
They cut the
feed. That was our game. Yeah. Because we knew we couldn't sell that.
And everybody ran in and was concerned.
Unless we figured out a channel that we could go to that was dark.
Talk about a buzzkill.
So that it wouldn't look like – so it would look like we lost. Because if we went anywhere else, it wouldn't have worked.
Right.
And if the DirecTV Loco was floating around, that wouldn't have worked either. So we went to the right channel for that.
There was actually 5 or 10 minutes of prep.
You did well.
Yeah, we prepped that. We prepped it for about 5 or 10 minutes.
All the women screamed, and it turned out it was a prep. And then we turned the TV back on, and Jim Cantore said, right now inside the rectum, it's 98.6 and still.
A lot of fun.
Oh, boy. Good time was happening. Yeah, we'll watch more stories from that weekend all week long.
Yeah.
Hey, week's almost over. Super. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with
Welcome Back.
News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I'm holding up better than I thought I would. We'll be right back. It's getting near dawn.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob and Joe. I'm Rob, the better looking and funnier of the two.
I think you have that backwards. I, Joe, am considered better looking and funnier.
I don't know about that. Well, who's the smarter one?
Smarter, we're both morons.
Very true. We are both idiots. And you can listen to us idiots every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
Rob Stummer.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know it, I know it. The time to buy insurance is now.
Now, right now.
And don't worry, because Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Encore does the work so you don't have to. It's free, there's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. Just call 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. And we want to thank Encore Insurance Services for being a big part of our trip out to Reno, Nevada. And we thank them from the bottom of our hearts for that, because they are good people at Encore Insurance Services.
News.
There it is. Here we go with the news. The parents of Amanda Bynes are throwing in the towel.
Oh.
They'll file legal docs in the next few days, handing over the conservatorship to their daughter. They're going to hand it over to someone else, and then they're moving to Texas. They have said, screw it. That's what they said.
Wow.
That's according to TMZ. Sources familiar with the case tell TMZ Amanda will now be under the thumb of a mental health professional who specializes in handling people with severe mental illnesses. Her parents will ask the judge to transfer conservatorship powers to that person. So they're leaving it in the hands of a professional. It's kind of sad, if you ask
me. It is, and I hope it is not the way TMZ has painted it, where they are thrown in the towel.
Punted.
I just hope that maybe they think this guy can handle it better. They're going to try to stay involved.
Yeah, but they're moving.
I know, that's not great.
That's so
weird. It says they're moving to be closer to their other daughter in Texas.
What happened to the bit where you just throw her in a van, take her to Mexico, and then she emerges 6 months later thinner and happier?
Maybe, you know, in fairness to them, Oscar, maybe they can't do it with the mental illness. We're also told that told at TMC the parents have made arrangements to transfer power over financial matters to another person, presumably a money manager. The parents are leaving California. AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd was arrested yesterday for attempting to have some dirty deeds committed. Specifically,
he's accused of trying to hire a guy to kill two other men.
There's no word if the assassin's rate was dirt cheap. Police raided Rudd's home in New Zealand, where they also find pot and meth. And if you saw the guy, he has the definitive meth mouth. if you see the 60-year-old
guy. He does.
Anyway, so there's no word on who the intended victims are or why he wants them dead, but he did it, and he's in trouble. So
yeah.
That's it.
You know, just because they really didn't vet him before they put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Maybe he was the real-life Heisenberg.
Could be.
Ooh. Benedict Cumberbatch may lose his status as every woman's internet fixation. I don't know. Is he every woman's internet fixation?
He's everywhere
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's hot. Everywhere.
Well, officially, he's off the market. He's engaged to a theater director, an actress named Sophie Hunter.
Why doesn't people do this?
What, get married?
They
get engaged?
Really super famous. Like, he's going to be in some Marvel films, and then they get married.
Well, he's very excited to give her a Cumberbatch.
Man. The wrong time. That's when you just say, hey, babe.
Did you hear with that disgusting line,
that,
your
yes.
brother?
I mowed through it because that's gross.
That's too funny. Hello, this is my wife, Sophie. I can't get by that.
Time
He's
to get
38.
Married.
She's 36. Are you ever going to get married? Come on now. Don't degrade
people.
Yeah,
come on, Oscar.
No, I got time. Yeah, nothing but time.
The engagement was announced without fanfare in the forthcoming marriages section of London's Times newspaper. Sources say Benedict did the manly thing and flew to Edinburgh, Scotland to ask her mother's permission. Benedict and Sophie. That's not Benedict and Sophie. Hello, Sophie. Yes, Benedict. I'm here. Yes, wonderful. They met while doing theatre together in 2009, but they've been pretty much under the radar. This past June, they were spotted at the French Open. They're doing everything very British. Let's go to the tennis matches, Sophie. I think that's a lovely idea, Benedict. Who's that Spiewak guy that talked about your Cumberbatch? Anyway, there's a certain novelty in seeing a band play one of their old albums straight through its entirety, or at least there was before everyone started doing it, but Dave Grohl isn't a fan. So the Foo Fighters will not be doing that to celebrate their 20th anniversary of their debut self-titled album. He says, quote, I don't like it when a band's tour is just to play one past record.
Oh,
I hate that. It's presumptuous. It's lazy. We've already written one off. I don't mind playing a lot of those old songs just to revisit. But the best way to celebrate our 20th anniversary isn't to focus on 20 years ago, but to focus on the last 20 years, meaning 2 years ago and 6 years ago and 8 years ago. You know what, Dave Grohl? I think what's really cool is to maybe just stop being so overexposed. Too. I'm
you
getting
think
a little
he's
tired. I'm a little tired.
He's
of Dave Grohl.
Got a TV show.
I'm a little
he's
tired
awesome.
Of Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he is.
And
he's everywhere.
Highways rules.
Yeah,
he's everywhere. There's
jealous.
Too much Dave Grohl. There's
did you
too
see?
Much Dave Grohl.
Did you see where he'll be July 4th?
Where's he going to be?
Washington D.C.
Yeah, I'm buying
super
tickets.
Super concert. Is it RFK?
As we speak, RFK Stadium, 20-year anniversary of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge show. Hart's going to be there with him.
Are you going to go?
Oscar will.
I'm going to go.
Carrie will go.
You're not going to go, Rob?
Are you kidding me? Go out there in the heat on July 4th? No, thank you.
Are you going to go see Benedict Cumberbatch when he comes to Washington?
I will. I'm actually, Mike, I was going to surprise you. I'm the celebrant at his marriage ceremony.
The site Ranker.com has an ongoing poll set up where they ask America, which TV host do you think is the most annoying? Thousands of votes have been tallied, and the results don't disappoint. These truly are some of the most aggregating talking heads on TV. They give you the top 20. I will give you the top 10. Are you
thank
ready?
You. Yes.
Coming in at number 10, Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay. Valid.
I give that a ding. I agree.
Yeah,
number 9 is Glenn Beck. That's a good one, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 8 is Geraldo Rivera.
He's still on.
Number 7, this is a sad one.
What?
I have to put it in. Well, it's on the list, so I have to read it. Joan Rivers.
Oh,
she's gone.
Yeah.
Number 6, Dr. Phil McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number 4, number 5, Oprah Winfrey.
Wow, still annoying even in retirement.
Number 4, Donald Trump. He's not a talk show host, is he?
Well, he's on TV for the show, The Apprentice.
Number 3, Piers Morgan. That guy can't get arrested. That guy gets in trouble for everything he does. He's fired and he's still hated. Number 2, Al Sharpton, ladies and gentlemen. And number 1,
yes.
Any guesses?
Oh, number 1, most annoying.
Oh, I got it.
Yes.
Tony
okay,
Perkins.
Go ahead, Rob. Tony Perkins is not
you.
Correct.
Oh, how dare you?
The
so
winner
sorry.
Is... Nancy Grimes.
Yes.
Oh, well deserved.
So that's it.
Number 1 with a
point. Miranda Lambert was the big winner at last night's CMA. She won for...
I don't care.
Wow.
Well, there's
wow.
a country awards
yeah,
show
yeah.
every week.
Yeah, she won awards, so she's popular. Very good.
They had a pre-show.
And now a little something-something. 18-year-old Daquan Morrell of Brooklyn, New York, went into a corner store on Saturday night and tried to buy $174 worth of stuff with a bad credit card.
Bad.
But the clerk figured out what was going on, and he confronted him, and he blocked the door so he couldn't leave. They then started fighting, so Daquan grabbed some Axe body spray out of his bag, fired up his lighter, sprayed some Axe body spray at it, and tried to create an improvised flamethrower.
Nice.
It didn't work. We're not sure if Daquan's technique was bad or the variety of chemicals in Axe body spray isn't conducive to starting fires, but either way, his flamethrower experiment flopped, and he was arrested. So he got caught. The good news is the whole store will smell like Rofo for the next 2 years. We're going to take a break. Sorry. It's that whole Febreze thing in Maine, Rofo. You were stuck with it forever. We'll take a break. Come back with the Magic Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here. Cumberbatch.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, we work very hard to bring you a brand new show every Monday.
Most shows do that. We work really hard to bring them a new show. What series brings old shows?
All right, point well taken. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Movember is here. Time to grow a mustache this month to show support for men's health issues. But even if you grow a stash, you still have to shave your face. That's why you need Harry's, the official razor partner for the Movember Foundation. Harry's was started to create a better shaving experience for all men. Harry's ships directly from their factory in Germany so you can get a great shave, and they cut out the middleman. They can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. You'll love the starter set. $15. You get the razor, three blades, your choice of Harry's shave cream, or the new foaming shave gel.
Love it.
And as always, free shipping, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to Harry's.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off. That's one of the best deals we offer on this show. $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com. And enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the audio vert with Rob Spiewak for Thursday. Already Thursday, November 6th, 2014. It's like I missed a couple of days.
Who doesn't love the audio vert? Mike, look, here's my new mustache. Can you see that I've changed the way I'm shaving? From Movember?
It looks tough.
Yeah, it's in coming in. We'll talk about that more. Way.
Really, do you have a... It's a gray. There's a lot of... You know what the problem is that the mustache region is graying.
Oh.
And normally what I lost was some of the more dark hair. So maybe I'll visit coloration.
Oh.
Welcome to my party.
Yes, Carrie, look what you're doing to my face.
Thank you.
Oh, Jeopardy. You know what? I'm a white guy. You're a white guy. And I think a lot of white people love Jeopardy. And there's nothing wrong with that. But last night there was a category. Rob Ford is so excited right now. You got a rager.
Right, oh my God.
Jeopardy had a category last night that really sort of underscored how white it is. It was a category where they give you three rappers' names, and you had to pick out the one that was the fake rapper. Okay? Some of them
cannot go well.
Are not all that subtle. Let's go to Jeopardy now for fake rap names.
I'll take rap musician for 200, please.
Ice Cube, Iceberg, Ice-T. Casey.
Who is Iceberg?
Yep.
Yes, you see, Mike, no rapper. No rapper named Iceberg.
I would have gotten that music. One.
Of course.
Rap musician for 400.
Corn Dog, Nate Dog, Snoop Dogg. Caitlin.
Who is Corn Dog?
Good.
Although I would love to have a corn dog. No
sure,
rapper.
Who doesn't like a good corn dog?
What a category.
Dog?
And I like that the Jeopardy contestant says rappers 400.
400.
Up for 600, please.
Little Scrappy, Notorious B.I.G., MC Medium. Jason.
Who's MC Medium?
Yes.
Rap 800.
Nipsey Hussle, Twista, Boogaloo B. Jason.
Oh, who's Boogaloo B?
You got him.
Rap for 1,000.
Here we go.
Exhibit, Exterminator, DMX. Caitlin.
Who is Exterminator?
That's it.
Oh, it's a hip crowd.
Yeah, they know all their rap singers.
I wouldn't have gotten those last three. I wouldn't have done well on
you
that
would have
all.
Said Nipsey Hussle just so you could say Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, man. We talked about the midterm elections, and apparently Mr. Obama, our president, very displeased with the results.
And I'm eager to work engaging Congress over a new authorization to use military force against the 2/3 of voters who chose not to participate in the process yesterday. I would enjoy having some Kentucky bourbon. It energizes me. I'm going to wake up every single day and drink Absolut because I am the president of the United States. My number one goal is just to drink as much as I can for the last 2 years.
Thank you, everybody. It's a good plan. It's an excellent plan, Barack.
Thank you very much. Very good.
It's weird when you go back through Hollywood history and you try and figure out whose era overlaps with who. Mike, you know the name Robert Englund. He played
Freddy Krueger.
Exactly. And you know, that seems to me like a fairly recent franchise, but you think back, no, it's 30 years old now. Robert Englund was responsible, so he claims, for one of the greatest casting coups in Hollywood history. Check this out. Robert Englund actually auditioned for Star Wars.
I actually went up for Star Wars that day. They sent me across the hall to be seen for Han Solo because they were all friends, Lucas and Coppola. At this time, they were looking at Tom Selleck for Han Solo. They really saw Han Solo as being older. So they told me I was too young for Han Solo. And then I went home and told a little kid that was sleeping on my couch after a six-pack of Heineken all about it. His name was Mark Hamill.
Wow.
And I said, you know, hey, Lucas is doing this space movie. You know, maybe you're right for it. There's this, you know, the lead guy's like a teenager, you know. And Mark was playing teenagers then. Mark was playing high school kids still. And Mark got on the phone to his agent. And I think he went up the next day. And he nailed it, you know, and the rest is history.
So Freddy Krueger is responsible for Mark Hamill playing Luke Skywalker.
That is so
the
cool.
way he said that, it sounded like a child was sleeping on his bed, on his couch, while he was probably drinking a six-pack of Heineken. What's going on with that? Oh. Were they roomies?
No, he was just crashing there until he found a gig, I think. But it does sound, the way he phrased it, sounds like the fourth episode of Nightmare on Elm Street.
It really does. There's a little kid
sleeping on my couch. Absolutely. Mike, do you want to know why the rest of the world hates us?
I would love to know that
because
answer.
Of people like North Carolina's Alan Martin, who actually bought that $100 all-you-can-eat pasta pass at the Olive Garden.
This guy, okay, Rob, of course you and I are fascinated. I hope that I do reach my goal weight at some point where I can get the first thing I'm going to do, and if I have to get a little nip and a tuck when I do it, I'm going to get rid of this fat man goatee, which is every fat guy in the world that doesn't like his fat face, his jowly neck, has this. This guy has this, and this is
of
the
course.
Last guy in the world that should be doing what this guy's doing. Go ahead and share it with
Mike, in the past 6 weeks, he has eaten pasta at Olive Garden 95 times.
Oh,
95.
No. I can't believe I get to eat like this every day.
You fat hog. I'm sorry. Let's start it again.
I can't believe I get to eat like this every day. This is great.
Right.
I would love to be the person that ate the most out of 1,000 people. You know, that'd be a good contest to win.
Why?
Because that means I got the most value out of the card that anybody did in the United States.
What?
Give me seven more days, and I'll be ready maybe for Big Burger pizza. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. I'll be ready for a big burger or a pizza after you've eaten. I mean, I'm a fat guy. 95 meals of pasta and you're ready for a big burger? How about you guys? Why don't you come along with me over to get the colonoscopy today, for Christ's sake?
Oh, yeah. Mike, they actually have a reserved parking space for this guy over there.
Wow.
Name that tune, Mike. This guy's grandfather is one of the greater musicians of our era. See if you can name who this guy's grandfather is based on the sound of his music.
I know it takes a while, but it's worth it. We remain high.
I got
today.
It.
Go ahead.
I got it. Tony Bennett.
This is Pablo Dylan, Bob Dylan's grandson.
Hold on. That's a Dylan?
Yeah, Pablo Dylan.
Wow. What happened to one headlight?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't exactly sound like that, does it? Wallflowers, wasn't that?
Yeah, I love Wallflowers. Is that his son's son?
I think it's the daughter's son.
Third Eye Blind, I thought.
No, what are you talking about?
But just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the Wallflowers
Third Eye
kid.
Blind.
Yeah. This is, you
who
know,
that
no.
guy?
Yeah, Bob Dylan's son. I think you know him. He's in Eddie and the Cruisers, you know. No, this is Pablo Dylan. Bob Dylan's grandson.
I think Bob Dylan's son was in Third Eye Blind.
No,
he was in the Wallflowers.
I have no idea.
You jerk. What's his name? Jacob?
Jacob Dylan.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't think this is another kid's kid.
Oh, okay, so it's not Jacob Dylan's son.
No, but it's not that exactly
sounds like he's
a Rolling Stone.
It sounds like he's a rapper, right?
Yes, Mike, he's a hip-hop singer. Maybe someday he'll be a category on Jeopardy.
Well, no, I've got a new name for him. Illin Dylan.
He'd be Dylan. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Love
anyway, hey, that's it, everybody. We got to get out of here. Circus. Are we still selling tickets for this show?
Yes.
Well, this is a message out to all of
you've
you.
You've been sick.
If you haven't bought your tickets yet, I'm pissed off. Do it today, okay?
Yeah, do it.
I want you to buy your tickets today. Here's the number, 800-648-5010. That's an easy number to remember, okay? 800-648-5010. Buy your tickets today, damn it. I'm waiting too long. You've made me late already. What's that, what?
Do it for Mike's intestine.
Do it for Jacob
Dylan. Do it for my
intestines.
Everyone who buys a ticket qualifies for backstage passes, except for maybe the people that buy them after Friday. That's the way I look at it. Tickets are now available. Special TMOS room rates are available. I think theirs are gone. I don't know why that's still on
there.
My copy.
Still there.
Yeah, do it.
They're still there? Yes. Well, that's good news. 800-648-5010. That's good. They're going to love us at Circus Circus. No, we got a bunch of people coming. We just want more.
More.
And do it today. Today!
That's right.
I want you to do it today or tomorrow if it's payday for you. 800-648-5010. You know? By the way, if you're a walk-up and you buy tickets the day of the event, I will humiliate you in the crowd.
Attaboy.
I will do that. That's what I'm going to do. That's it. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewag and Oscar Santana. Michael Barra saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.